Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for the first daily editorial of the new week. The new week, obviously, being the week of May 8th. Hope you guys have a good one. Seriously. Did a bunch of reading yesterday about some subjects that I feel really a lot better about now than I did before. One of them is the psychological warfare that's going on in the world right now. I didn't realize, but psychological negativity can increase a person's physical ill-being. Jim has studied that quite a bit when he was in training for Army Intelligence. Jimmy, you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't just in training for Army Intelligence, but there's a lot of information out there on the impacts of depression and stress. They create, you know, neurological conditions which actually inhibit your immune responses. Your immune responses begin to diminish and you're more susceptible to disease. Stress, of course, you know, how you take care of your body in general is important, but if you're depressed or you're stressed, then you're liable to eat less or actually eat more. Some people eat a lot more, but the health ramifications of stress and depression are significant and create circumstances where, you know, you're not doing well for yourself, but you're also not doing well for others.
Yeah.
And that's just absolutely lots and lots of data out there about that.
Well, let's talk about how you're not doing well for others, because I think that could be happening in the United States right now. According to a very lengthy editorial that I read yesterday, that is what's happening in the United States right now.
Well, we went through this period of absolute insanity in policy over COVID. Yeah. Where we separated each other, we isolated each other, you shut down businesses, economic impacts. And even though the Trump administration tried to get the economy back going, by the time the Biden regime had won the election in November and then took charge in January, they reinstituted mandatory vaccinations. They attempted to separate people out. They kept mask mandates, did a lot of things that really had an impact psychologically on the population. And it continued for a long period of time, for a year and a half, 2 years, after he took the reins. And of course, we've seen the impacts with the CDC. We've seen the impacts, the negative impacts of the vaccinations. We've seen the absolute devastating impacts to children's education because of the separation and closing of schools or homeschool out of the lack of interaction with other human beings. And that, of course, created a huge divide. And what I think we're seeing right now, Al, is a very serious set of not only depression, but also violence from frustration and pent-up issues that are the result of some really bad, bad policies.
Yeah. Well, I've got a clinical psychologist who lives just one apartment away from me, and he and I were chatting about it yesterday afternoon, and he said loneliness can really, really amplify your depression and your aggression. And I said, do you think that may be what's happening in the country today? And he said, definitely. He said the shutdowns, et cetera, could be nothing but negative for people in America.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing it. We're seeing it with violence on the roads. We're seeing it in violence on the streets, shootings that are increasing. You know, interestingly enough, I just read this morning from the New York Post an article on Washington's most hippie city outlawing drugs. Do you know what city that is, Al?
Seattle?
Bellingham.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where we used to live.
I had no idea.
So it is one of the most leftist places in the country. But here's the problem. In 2019, they had 11 overdoses. And I believe it was 11. And it has increased each year by a large number to where 2022 had over 80 overdoses. Of course, a five-year-old child overdosed on fentanyl and the parents were involved. So the city council, which is absolutely insanely to the left, progressive, they finally had to pass an ordinance making it illegal to use fentanyl and shoot up drugs in public. And it was after they found a guy that had been dead sitting in a parking lot with his head bent down for over 12 hours in downtown. This is what's happening. Bellingham has been a test case for progressive left, and that actually, you know, as they train there, they move down to Seattle and down to Portland, and then it's gone throughout the country. We're finally seeing the reality of this heavy depression, this psychological impact of, you know, what's happening with policies in America right now. And it's even changing the direction of Bellingham, Washington, though certainly they made it a misdemeanor, but that's nothing. It was a felony until the Washington State Supreme Court.
In Bellingham, they made it a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but it was actually...
That's bullshit.
Well, it wasn't even... But it was legal since the 2019 Supreme Court decision that said, hey, they couldn't really hold people accountable for felonies for drug, you know, hard drugs in Washington State. So this is a step, a small step in the right direction, but there's a lot more to go. But the problem is we're going to have more damage, more destruction to society, more innocent lives lost, more violence, more depression, until people finally wake up and realize what the progressives are doing in this nation. And I think it's not by accident.
Well, what is it by then, Jim?
Well, I think it's a combination. We've talked about it quite a bit, but I think it's a combination of people seeking power, the people that are holding levers of power, certainly that are funded, you know, that have incredible amounts of resources for manipulating the media, but also for shaping people's opinions, social engineering. Those corporations that buy power through their influence in Washington, D.C., to where our elected representatives basically bow to them versus the interests of the people. And that, I think, is the result of wanting to get richer, to wanting to have more power, and of course, a lack of moral authority and a tremendous influence by an expanding globalization idea that is driven mostly by China and the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, we've had guests on the show, Jimmy, since you and I have been doing it. We've had guests that have stressed that fact, by the way. We've had guests that have said the Chinese are one of the main perpetrators that are bringing drugs into the country.
Certainly, we're seeing many of the precursor agents for fentanyl are created in China. Some of them are actually, you know, imported to Mexico and then made in labs and then brought across the border there. Yeah. There's, of course, it's not that complicated to do, apparently. We've seen the problems with methamphetamines. We've seen the problems with cocaine. We've seen the problems with marijuana. What it's doing to our population is basically dumbing down our population and not solving, you know, the emotional issues that some people say drugs will help with. No, it's absolutely creating a catastrophe. We've got over 100,000 overdoses this last year from illegal drugs.
Yeah.
100,000 deaths. That's insane. And of course, what we're seeing is a failed border policy and a failed counter drug policy within this administration.
Yeah.
And we're watching the influencers, we're watching basically the groups that are seeking an expansion of drug use in America, which is really undermining, I mean, it's undermining society, it's very damaging, but it's also undermining people's basic faiths and beliefs. There's no moral authority anymore.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing.
Well, you know what I want to talk about, because I read some more on that in terms of many other editorials. Editorials included quotes from some of the mayors of some of the larger cities on the Texas border. Title 42.
Yeah, so Title 42 is going to be a disaster when it drops off here in a couple days. I think it's
Thursday,
the 11th. It expires. There are, as we talked about on the weekend show, there are anywhere from 500,000 to 700,000 immigrants waiting to cross when this drops.
Right.
That's an unbelievable number that will not be managed by Homeland Security or the Border Patrol. And the damage here is clearly in a three-part agenda from the Democratic Party. Number one, change the demographics of the United States. Number two, use law enforcement and legal authorities and authoritarian power through the executive branch to isolate, intimidate, and shape people through threat of force of the government. And number three is control the message, the propaganda outlets in the media. And unfortunately, all three of those are being very successful to destroy this nation. and the Democratic Party thinks that somehow they're going to be able to manage this crisis. This is a monster that they've unleashed that they will not be able to manage, and that's why you're seeing deaths like we're talking about in Bellingham, why we're seeing the absolute destruction in places like Austin and Portland and Seattle. Of course, the violence in New York, and of course the protests and the riots around the country for absolutely ridiculous ideologies.
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I have to believe that China is behind it, particularly given the close relationship that Joe Biden and his son Hunter have with China, and the rest of the Biden family for that matter. I think they got to him, Jimmy.
Well, I think they definitely have the corporate entities that are want to protect that relationship, including Republican or conservative organizations and conservative corporations that want globalization.
Yeah.
They are willing to bow to the Chinese in order to ensure profits.
Yeah.
They are willing to fight against basic values and morals in the United States in order to ensure profits with China. Now, and I'll give you very clear examples. In China, they made it illegal for males on TV to act feminine. It is against the law in China for males to act feminine on any media outlet.
Yeah.
In the United States, our corporations are sponsoring ridiculous transgender agendas. That's one example of just the hypocrisy with the same corporations that want to expand markets into China. But here's some more. When they require companies to share their technical data for either technology or production, they require them to share and open it up and actually ask companies like Apple to help them create their social credit score and to control their populations. And then they fight against the same requirements here in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anybody should be allowing that and supporting control of their populations through technology. But the fact is that these companies will sacrifice basic principles and moral values in China to get business, while they'll stand on those principles in the United States, which is actually undermining the entire social fabric of the United States right now.
You know, Jim, kind of an interesting question right now that I want to put in front of you is, how many countries other than China would you think are using psychological warfare against us?
Well, I think there's quite a few. I think, unfortunately, it looks like our own government is using it against us. You know, propaganda is nothing new. Shaping the image and shaping the message has been a critical element for every major power or every weak power trying to achieve an agenda since, you know, man has existed and organized governments had actually developed.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new there. But the technology, the ability to influence millions, the AI, the things that are able to identify trends and then tweak information, and give it to people specifically in a way that will help them look at things in a way that is actually not accurate, is beyond anything that human history has actually had.
Yeah.
And people don't even realize it, but they're being manipulated by these companies, by tech companies. They're being manipulated by governments. There's a tremendous amount of cover your ass, if you will, by people that have been involved in negative things. I mean, you can talk about the CDC and Fauci and all the things that they've done to cover their own mistakes.
Yeah.
And they continually shape the media. And the unfortunate reality is the corporations that control these voices have sided completely with the government, and as you say, with the Biden family and the Biden regime and the Democratic Party, in order to protect them against any potential moves that would undermine their power and the influence that they have purchased. These companies have bought influence, they've bought power, and that's indirectly with trying to get into that China market.
Yeah.
So, you know, once again, we've talked about this a lot, but it's pretty clear what's happening in the world right now is unprecedented in all of
history. Oh, sure it is. Of course it is. There's no question about that. I can give you some examples of things that happened to me over the weekend that basically increase the evidence against what we're talking about right now. But you know what? I don't want to lose people by going too long anymore. I had some people who have kind of dropped off because they claim that our editorials are a little too long for them. So let's let it go at this. one subject, which is very definitely psychological warfare. It's a very dangerous thing. Stick around. Going to be right back. Anything else you want to talk about, Jim?
Hey, there's so much, but definitely I agree that we ought to keep it tight and not too much. I will say that that one thing to kind of tag on to what's happening with China and the Belt and Road Initiative, they've teamed up with Pakistan. The Chinese have now cut a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan to give them assistance, rather significant funding. And of course, they're going to buy up resources like the lithium we talked about down in the Helmand province along the Iranian border. They're going to do things like that to actually invest and enrich the powerful leaders there while they simultaneously support the crackdown on human rights. And it's unfortunate.
That, yeah, it is very unfortunate. One of the many things that's going on right now to degrade America. What do you guys think?
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.